The Growing Problem of Drug Abuse, Elder Lawrence E. Dunn, Lawrence E. Dunn, Conference Report, April 1969, pages 21-23. By invitation, I recently attended a conference on drug abuse that was called by a group of concerned citizens. Speaking at this gathering were experts in this field from throughout the United States. Their messages were in accordance with that which has been echoed by almost every group investigating this problem, and that is, drug abuse is on the increase, especially among our youth. Availability of drugs. Despite the valiant efforts of law enforcement, the availability of drugs is increasing. In fact, according to youthful offenders, drugs are readily available through what they term as the underground in most of our high schools. It is evident that this is a fast-growing problem within the United States and Canada, and it is also having its effect on many countries throughout the world. There is a great need for us as church members to support efforts in our communities to strengthen law enforcement and encourage other programs designed to deal with the drug abuse problem. In listening to a group of youthful former drug users, they stated that it frightens them to think that possibly as many as 50% of their fellow high school students might at least try marijuana at some time, with a smaller number continuing on to other drugs. These are students who evidently come from all backgrounds and economic levels of life. Should these young people be correct in their estimates, we would have to face the realization that each of our children sometime is going to be faced with the temptation of drug use. Reason for drug use. The reason most youthful offenders start on drugs gives us some idea as to what we might do to prevent this disastrous situation. When one group was asked why they started, they said without exception, "We were alienated from our parents, somehow, in the home the love, confidence, and self-assurance that should have been conveyed from parents to children was not conveyed. Parents failed to understand the children, and the children failed to understand the parents, and in frustration and alienation the children sought to escape by turning to drugs." These youthful offenders had been given material gifts by their parents, but these gifts seem to be in place of love instead of an expression of love. If there are love and unity at home, and if children feel comfort there, they will know what to do when this problem presents itself. But if there are bitterness and disharmony and mistrust, then it is possible that they will seek escape through any form of vice available. Importance of home example. President McKay has the following to say about the importance of example in our homes. "I believe that parents generally are teaching their children the gospel, yet I am convinced that there is still much opportunity for improvement in this regard. I am not thinking of the set hours in which you sit down to teach these doctrines to your children, but of the example fathers and mothers give to their children regarding the faith that is dear to your hearts. Your example will teach these principles more effectively than what you say. Out of our homes come the future leaders of the government. If our homes were all they should be, the nation would be safe." I believe that the example of which President McKay speaks is most important. Faith in Heavenly Father. It's a simple step for a young person to go from faith and love and confidence in an earthly father to faith and love and confidence in our Heavenly Father. And what better heritage can we give him than the ability to communicate with God? From Alma we read, "Counsel with the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. Yea, when thou liest down at night, lie down unto the Lord, that he may watch over you in your sleep. And when thou risest in the morning, let thy heart be full of thanks unto God. And if ye do these things, ye shall be lifted up at the last day." Intelligent obedience. On another occasion President McKay said, "Children deserve to be taught intelligent obedience. Unhappiness in the child's life, as in the adult life, springs largely from nonconformity to natural and social laws. The home is the best place in which to develop obedience, which nature and society will later demand. I do not mean getting control by cruelty, nor by foolish threats, but merely by letting the child know that he is part of a community in the home, and that the other children have their rights and each child must respect those rights. There is the beginning of democracy, and it is in the home." And again the prophet has said, "Homes are made permanent through love. Oh, then, let love abound." If you feel that you have not the love of those little boys and girls, study to get it. Though you neglect some of the cattle, though you fail to produce good crops, ever study to hold your children's love. Responsibility of communication. The responsibility of communication is not alone on the shoulders of parents. The youth also have a responsibility to contribute love and strength to the family organization. I recall a stage play that recently was made into a movie. It dealt with parents whose only child, a son, returned from military service. The father and son had never been close. It was a situation in which both father and son loved each other but were unable to find ways to express themselves, and therefore hostilities arose because each thought the other did not like him. It was a breakdown of communication. But now the son was home from the army, and things were different. The father and son began to establish a whole new relationship. The high point of the play came when the boy said to his father something like this: "Dad, I always resented you when I was younger because you never told me that you loved me, but then I realized that I had never told you that I loved you either. Well, Dad, I'm telling you now, I love you." For one electrifying moment, the father and son embraced each other as the pent-up love and appreciation of years came flooding out. This probably would never have happened had the son not realized that he was as guilty of lack of expression as his parents. Love in the home. So young people can make a difference. They can contribute to the love in their own home by expressing their love for parents and in supporting the family. May the Lord bless us to know that it is not our material heritage that can meet and defeat this problem of drug abuse, but our spiritual heritage is expressed in the sanctity of the home and the strength of the family. May our homes be havens of spiritual strength, and may we constantly bear witness to our children in word and deed of those truths that make a difference. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.